Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We're your hosts, Big JD and...
I am Lippo.
He's Lippo.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing all right.
A little bright in here for you today.
It is.
How come?
It's always too bright.
It's too bright for Big JD.
Yeah, the sun kills me.
The sun
gives me
kills
a headache. Well, makes me squint and I get a headache.
And gives you skin cancer.
Whoa. I didn't get that yet.
You haven't got that
it's
yet?
Coming.
Is
it's coming.
It's
yeah.
Coming. Yeah. It's a slow
I think
thing.
When you get around 50 years old, that's where we're going to run into problems, I think. How old are you?
49.
I'm right behind you.
Are you?
Trailing right behind you.
You look like you're right in front of me, but yeah. I don't know. 50
it's a good thing we're not dogs.
It's just a number in your head.
Because I'd be like, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be checking my tail.
That's right. With sexy tail.
Sure.
Yeah. So the sun. Yeah. And it's the funny thing is, though, that where we're recording right now is pretty rather steamy.
Are you warm?
It could be because of that halter top you're wearing. But outside, it's freezing. It's winter. Might as well be.
No, it's not. We just entered the...
we just fell.
We fell into autumn.
That's right. You know that song? Autumn. The wind blows colder than summer. You know that song?
No, I don't
think
so.
One of the Winter Brothers.
Johnny or Edgar, you mean?
Is it on one of their albums or Derringer? I think they only come out at night. I think it's on.
Okay.
Which is Edgar, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But it's interesting that you're talking about a song that's has something to do with autumn by a brother named Winter.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that funny?
And it isn't.
Never thought of that.
You know who's guest on that album? Donna Summer.
Really?
No.
No, she's not?
Summer. Get it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just right over the cans.
I guess. Holy moly.
Just grazed the cans.
Really? Is she on there, really?
I thought she might have been. You never know.
She might have been 8 years old at that time.
Yeah, she was probably belting them out, though.
Probably.
At 8?
Yeah, up in the...
Wasn't Stevie Wonder?
Up in the church balcony, choir loft.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. All those people had the gospel background, I think. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And Donna Summer.
Stevie Wonder and. That'd be a cool name for a band. That's like that Media City Film Festival. We shot all the events for the 18th annual Media City Film Festival this year, which was like, I want to say like maybe May or whatever it was.
I remember that, yes.
But one of the artists was Ian Baxter Ann. And did I talk to you about that? Ian Baxter Ann, and he owns the copyright to the ampersand. He owns that, and it's in his name.
Oh,
so his
right.
name
yeah,
is,
yeah.
is Baxter Ann. It's got the ant, and he's got it tattooed, and he wears it on his shirt and wears it on his cap, and he owns it.
He's the owner
of the copyright of
the ampersand sign.
The ampersand, yeah.
That's incredible. Like,
it's totally amazing. He found out that it wasn't owned by anyone, so there you go.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's up?
A Quebec doctor is among the missing following an avalanche that killed at least 9 climbers on a Himalayan peak in Nepal on Sunday.
What was the doctor doing there anyway?
She was raising money. It was like, I'll go there and climb a mountain and you give me money, basically.
Right.
Dominique,
like doctors don't have enough money. But go on.
Oh, well, a doctor's trying to do a nice thing.
I know, it's
and
for
it
charity
hurting,
or something.
Dude, besides, holy moly,
of
Dominique
course.
Ouimet, who I know Ouimet very
I know
close.
Ouimet a long time ago.
That's a... We met.
But go on.
She's a cardiologist with the St. Jerome Regional Hospital, which I believe is a suburb of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. And she had been on the mountain to raise funds for the hospital. And that's what someone at the facilities foundation said. It was the first time the experienced climber, she was experienced, I think she had done it nine times before, had chosen to combine his passion for climbing with fundraising to procure specialized equipment for the cardiology department. So it's a bummer that...
It would suck if she went into cardiac arrest and died.
No, it's a man.
Oh, I thought you said it was a she.
I said Dominique. And
yeah, but then you said she something or other. I thought, okay.
Yeah, I know the gender got mixed up there, didn't
we'll
it?
We'll have the replay and make a decision.
No, it was the first time the experienced climber had chosen to combine his passion for climbing with fundraising.
Okay.
So, obviously, Dominique, it would be Dominic if it was...
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I thought as you were going, you said she, and I was like surprised.
Because when I read the name Dominique, I kind of had it in my head it was a woman.
Oh, so you did say she.
I don't know. Let's put the rewind on.
You do that good. I like that.
And listen to it enough. It's like a song. What do you got for us as far as news goes?
Something from USA Today, and it's just a little bit of information on planning for children and how expensive that can be.
The planning part or the actual having
children? Well, the planning part is fun, probably, not necessarily costly.
I was going to say.
Unless you're setting up the room and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, planning for a child is a financial mind bender because there are so many unknowns ranging from the baby's health to future needs and interests that the child might develop later in life. And a trip to the emergency room or those things can be very costly. You have to plan for those sorts of things. And there's also the sheer magnitude of the cost of raising a child, which is one of the biggest expenses people face, costing the average middle income family over $200,000 to raise a kid from birth to age 18 in current dollars.
Oh, I'm going to be getting that cash back.
And that's actually said by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So, and I don't know how much it differs between Canada and the U.S., but it's got to be pretty much the same.
Pretty
and
much.
It's up 23%.
Since when?
From what a family spent to raise a kid in 1960, adjusting for inflation, of course.
Yeah, so that tells you something. What happened there? Are parents just going crazy on as far as the stuff they do for their kids? Like, I know...
I don't know. Adjusting for inflation, I guess, then... yeah, why is it... I think kids are interested in other things these days as opposed to the, you know, the Legos and Tonka toys. And so I'm sure that accounts for a lot of the cost. You know what I mean?
For sure. Like some parents send their kids to do everything. Like, okay, today's Tuesday, you're going to judo and tomorrow you're going to ballet, you know, that kind of thing.
Tomorrow you're going to the poorhouse. What are you talking about on the show today?
Today we're talking about nostalgic food.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Well, it could be sweet.
Yeah. Let's talk about sweetness.
Okay.
You want to talk about the sweetness? yeah. Candy. I was just looking up some old candy online, actually, and it's a great refresher because so many of the things I forget, you know what I mean? There's
sure.
A few things will pop into mind really fast, like Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Remember those?
Yes, of course.
Bottle caps.
Yeah, they still sell that kind of stuff.
But. Some of it. And there's some stores. There's a store in Wyandotte that sells nostalgic candy, and I'd love to go in there one day and see what that's all about.
But you wouldn't actually buy anything in there, would you?
Well, I'd have to.
You have to buy one thing?
I keep trying to get back into everything, and it's been tough.
Getting back into
the gym and everything. I eat pretty good, but I went through, you know,
the heroin thing.
Yeah. Now I'm going through withdrawals. No, but my schedule is just totally crazy, man. And it's very difficult. And then when I was working on the birder, it was insane. Like 18 hour days and eating, you know, I mean,
did you bring stuff?
They
to
had pretty
to
good
set?
Food there. No, I didn't bring it.
So
they
just ate
fed
off
us constantly.
The cater,
Well, it's a craft services and they cater in food and it's for the most part all really good food. But there's a lot of snacks as well because you can just, you know, anytime you want something, it's there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you kind of fall into that. But what about Astro Pops? Do you remember those? Thing there?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard and pointy and
it's like a sucker, but it was in the shape of a rocket.
Yeah, and a little bit different than a sucker though. It was almost it wasn't soft, but it had, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that material.
But we ate it.
We certainly did. We ate a lot of things back then that we, Well, I wasn't going to say we wouldn't now, but I guess we probably still would, wouldn't we?
Can't be any worse for me than some of the other stuff that we eat.
Remember those long strips of paper that had the little dots on them that you'd have to pull off and eat them? And they were sort of a hardish candy, but you could...
Paper.
Yeah, it was a long strip of paper with all these dots on it of different colored candy, like pastel colored. And but every time you pulled one of the candies off, like a little bit of paper would be on the back of it. Always. You never could just get the candy off without some paper.
So it was kind of some kind of wax paper probably, right?
No, it wasn't really even wax. No, they never thought of that back then. Maybe if you can buy it now, it's wax paper where the stuff come off easy. Remember the licorice that was in the white powder?
Yeah, yeah.
Like icing sugar thing?
But it was candy sugar, though. It wasn't even icing sugar.
It wasn't real icing sugar. Do you ever eat icing sugar by itself? Is that ever the tastiest thing in the world?
Is it really?
That's right up there with marshmallows and maple syrup. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I don't think I've ever eaten icing sugar on its own.
Anything with that on it.
It's a lot of
anything.
A lot of things get dunked in icing sugar.
Icing sugar is like, yeah, and they sprinkle it on stuff. Yeah, you get your French toast and there's a little bit of icing sugar sprinkled on it. Wow. Oh, I just want to send this back and get a little more icing sugar on there, please. Double up on it. Bring me some on the side.
Some icing sugar on the side.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, there's a lot of things I would try icing sugar on that I never have. And now that we're doing this show today, brings that to mind, like oatmeal.
Used to put icing sugar on your oatmeal.
No, but wouldn't that be great?
Well, brown sugar works just as good.
And then a little bit of icing sugar on top.
Some icing sugar on top of your brown sugar.
I used to put brown sugar and a little bit of maple syrup in my oatmeal.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you eat oatmeal nowadays?
I love oatmeal.
But you eat it right
now? And I eat oatmeal a lot, but we probably do have some oatmeal in the thing still, but I haven't had oatmeal for a little while. Oatmeal. I love oatmeal, though.
Would you consider that a nostalgic food? It's been around for a long time.
Oh, it has been around for a long time, yeah. It's probably first introduced to Quaker oats at grandma's house way back when.
Your mom didn't make it?
She did, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So
she would serve it to you.
I don't know why I think of grandma, but you know what we had back then was cream of wheat. Remember that in the box?
Sure.
Cream of wheat.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what was the difference between that? Oh, oats and wheat,
I guess. Well, oats and wheats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat wheat.
Okay. I didn't know that.
No, that's not the way the song goes, but.
Something like that.
What else? A small departure from candy is cereal. Nostalgic cereal.
Do you have any nostalgic cereal that you remember?
You know what? Most of them, I think they still have or you can find them, but Sugar Smacks. Remember those? Or, well, I think they might have been named Sugar Smacks later. Dig 'em Smacks with the frog. Remember that? Dig 'em Smacks or the Sugar Bear. Remember Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
like a puffed wheat kind of thing. And
yeah, sugar.
Sugary.
And there was actual sugar in one of the names of those two cereals that you just mentioned.
Sugar Bear, yeah. I think it was called, wasn't it? Sugar Smacks?
Sugar Smacks, yeah.
Yeah, and it was Sugar Bear that was the bear.
Sugar Bear. Do you remember Batman cereal?
Batman cereal? Never.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never had Batman cereal.
Indiana Jones cereal from Kellogg's?
No.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go. Sugar Smacks with Spock on the cover of it.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense to me.
What? Spock on the cover of Sugar Smacks instead
of... You ever have Spock cereal?
Space energy comes from Sugar Smacks. Star Trek Mission 271.
Some nostalgic things have been around forever. Cereal. Like Muffets.
Muffets.
Muffets cereal. The little they're kind of a wheat patty, almost like an airy patty. You just break it all up and put some milk in it. You never had that?
No.
Good. Kind of like a shreddy. Not shreddies, shredded wheat.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
But on nothing like, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Muffets.
That's those things that little Miss Muffet sat in her tuffet eating her curds and whey. Oh, curds and whey is an old nostalgic thing for food.
Curds and whey.
What other cereals when I was a kid? Alphabets and stuff like that. I think you still get all that stuff.
You still can get alphabets.
Honeycombs
for sure.
And everything. They were the old cereals, but I wonder if there's any old cereals that they just don't make anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I know they still make Count Chocula and Frankenberry.
Frankenberry and Boo Berry.
Oh, Boo Berry, right?
Captain Crunch. That's some tasty stuff there. And Corn Pops. Let's not forget Corn Pops. We'll end with that. Corn Pops.
Of course.
But yeah, candy is like the biggest thing. And chocolate bars, nostalgic chocolate bars, the Charleston Chew. Remember that? I think that was a real long one or was that the marathon bar? I can't remember which one was the the super long
Charleston Chew.
What? Oh, sorry. That's what they used to call me in high school.
Charleston.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about nostalgic food today on the show.
I remember when I had breakfast this morning.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. That's not very
nostalgic.
No.
So what did you have for breakfast?
Nothing good.
Yeah. The Slurpee. It's been around for a long time.
That's part of my breakfast.
Wasn't it from like the 80s, say, that Slurpees came out or something? It wasn't earlier than that, was it? It was when we were young, I think. Slurpee became a big thing at 7-Eleven. I wonder if it was invented in Canada.
But you never used to get it like it is now in the machine that was always constantly making ice.
How do you get it now?
That's how you get it now. I'm saying back in the day, they still make them, slush puppies.
Oh, you get the ice and then they get the liquid in after or something?
Put the liquid in after.
No, it's good. Wendy's Frosty. Do you ever have that? Tasty?
Come on.
Tasty?
As if.
As if he's ever had that.
As if I've never had that. Of course.
Yeah, the candy thing, you could just go on and on and on and on with Pixie Sticks and, you know, Lick-A-Mix. Remember that?
Lick-A-Mix.
Packages of like Kool-Aid type thing with a stick in it that you could dip in and then eat the stick after too.
Because it was sugar.
Yeah.
It's all sugar.
And then there's chips.
Yes, there is chips.
And I think there's most of the things I could think of you could still get. Remember the onion ring chips? They were onion rings, little ones. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
And then there was a plain chip that was different than other chips and was really good. It kind of came in an orangish bag, I want to say, orange and black bag. I can't remember the name of it. I want to say more chip, but it was something like that. Okay. I can't remember. Munchos,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a different kind of chip.
Yeah. Well, they were pre-made chips, and I think that was the
pre-made? What do you mean pre-made?
Like they took potatoes and then they just made it into a paste and then they just kind of splatted it and then they baked it.
Yeah, it was done differently and more crunchy-ish sort of and thicker-ish.
Thicker-ish.
Oh, speaking of thicker-ish, remember the pipes? Licorice pipes? I hate licorice. I don't mind string licorice.
But you don't like black licorice?
I don't like black licorice. I like the song Black Licorice. You ever hear that from...
Humble Pie?
Nope.
Black Coffee.
No, that's Black Coffee, yeah. Black Licorice is from... We're an American Band.
Grand Funk?
Yeah, that band. And it's on, I believe, the same album, too.
Really?
Black Licorice.
That
sounds cool
familiar.
Song, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is that the song today?
No, it's not the song today. We'll get into that soon enough.
We were talking about Munchos, but that was that the precursor to Pringles or was Pringles the precursor?
Oh, Pringles. Yeah. Pringles was, Munchos I think was around before that. Pringles came maybe later.
That makes sense because Munchos are the same thing. Basically, it's just pre-processed chip of some kind. But Pringles are all the same shape and they are stackable.
And then what about regular food?
Well, we don't eat regular food anymore.
No. KD is like a very nostalgic food, isn't it? I mean, it's still around, but it's like been around forever and you have Kraft dinner when you're a kid.
KD.
Yeah.
I never heard it referred to as KD.
Yeah, I never called it that way back then, but I kind of referred to it that as now. I think
but we refer to it
KD
as Kraft
now.
Dinner.
Yeah, Kraft dinner. Yeah, KD, Kraft dinner.
But no one called it macaroni and cheese.
No, not really.
Because macaroni and cheese was something else.
I think people call it KD now, and maybe it's kind of a cool thing.
Did your mom make macaroni and cheese? Like actual macaroni and cheese?
No, Kraft dinner. It was Kraft dinner. Or else spaghetti.
But you've had macaroni and cheese, like real macaroni and cheese, right?
Yeah, I have. Usually at a, you tend to find that at somewhere like a wedding or something.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And speaking of candy, it's the magnetic field.
Don't wanna know, and I can't
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Now, most of the food people, I think, realize that we eat today is made from some kind of corn or wheat or soy. Like, even when you go to a fast food, a lot of that stuff is just pumped up with this product here, and it's made from stuff that grows in field. And the corn and the wheat and the soybeans that we eat today are been modified to the maximum to take advantage of a lot of stuff, to make sure they get enough nutrients, to make sure they grow in a really dry season, to make sure they grow in a really wet season. So these plants that we're eating have been modified year after year after year. And one of the huge purveyors of genetically modified food is Monsanto. And Health Canada said Thursday it will take action if its review of a new study that found Canadian-grown genetically modified corn is linked to elevated risks of cancer, organ damage, and premature death in rats. The first genetically modified food safety study to test the entire lifespan of a laboratory rat, newly published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal Food and Chemical Toxicology, also found health impacts for rats exposed to Monsanto's herbicide Roundup, which is the thing that kills weeds in fields. So all these, you know, modified foods and...
Monsanto doesn't eat Monsanto food.
Yeah, it'd be like a guy who...
It'd be like stabbing yourself.
It'd be like stabbing yourself, basically.
Killing yourself.
First, killing stab yourself in the eye, and then...
Yeah, and then somewhere else, and then a few more times.
It's crazy. And it'll be interesting to see how... I'm surprised Health Canada is actually, it's on their radar. I kind of like that idea that Health Canada is on top of the genetically modified foods thing. I know that a lot of people would like to see more genetically modified food labeling on stuff.
I thought you were going to say people would like to see more genetically altered food.
Let's just say GM.
Yeah. Well, since we're saying KD, we may as well say GM. And if anybody listened to the You Talking to Me show that was on yesterday, I had Jane Ibbotson on doing the Good Foods, Bad Foods show, and she exposed what the food industry has been hiding for years. And you won't believe some of the potentially deadly additives that are in some of our most common foods. And you can check that out at go to youtalkingtome.ca, the letter U talking, the number two me.ca, and check out the podcast of that show. She was on yesterday, so she was talking all about that stuff.
Yeah. You can also find it on the CJM website for the next 5 or 6 weeks, right?
That's right, yeah. Rotate, five shows, say, rotate all the time, the podcast, and they disappear.
Into
so that's why I keep them on my feed. So you can get them at iTunes as well. You can search Big JD at the iTunes store, and you'll find all our shows. We got all kinds of stuff going
on. That's the easiest way to do it. Just go into iTunes, and either on your phone or on your computer, and download the latest episode of You Talking to Me.
Absolutely. Back to nostalgic foods.
Okay. Is there some kind of food that your mother used to cook for you or your grandmother?
You know, she used to send us to school with lunch. And for lunches, it would be peanut butter and sugar sandwiches. Just peanut butter on a piece of bread with some white sugar and folded in half.
How come she didn't use icing sugar?
Oh, that would have been good. Never thought of that. Never put bananas in it either. Nothing like that.
That would have been a good idea, right?
Yeah, would have been a pretty good idea, yeah. Never thought of that when I was a kid until I heard Elvis did it and tried it, and then I put it on toast and everything. But I put banana in my oatmeal.
And were you a big fan of Elvis back in the day? Or did you think he was just some kind of...
I thought he was cool back in the day, really? I guess. Yeah. But more so now, probably. But I've always liked Elvis.
Is that right? Yeah, okay. Sure. Was your parents into Elvis?
Yeah, we had Elvis albums back then, like the old original nostalgic. Right. We'll have to talk about albums on the show one day. There's another one we'll forget.
No, I'm not going to forget, you know, because I'm starting an Evernote note.
Are you?
I'm going to jot down every topic that we...
You'll forget to jot it down.
No, I'm going to do it right now. Okay. I can talk and jot at the same time.
I don't know. Well, you're getting paid to do the show, not to jot notes down.
If you give me a raise, I'll consider doing one thing at a time.
Consider that your raise.
There it is. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, I was going to ask you, is there some kind of food that you remember, like, your grandmother making that you just don't see around anymore? Like, you know, some kind of dish that, or was there something that, you know...
Maybe some old Jewish foods,
Goldie Golden cooked up some traditional Jewish foods, yeah?
Yeah, back in the day, sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And now, matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball soup, that sounds awesome, I'm sure.
It was good, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of Jewish women out there who still make matzo ball soup. You can probably get a good bowl of matzo ball soup right
now.
How
about things like that? Like good matzo ball soup where?
Where could you get it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you looked around, there'd be a restaurant somewhere that serves up traditional Jewish food.
Hebrew in the box.
Hebrew in the box? What?
Like Jack in the Box. A fast food Jewish food store.
Hebrew in a box.
Yeah. Or whatever. Hebrew barn.
Now, did you
remember the Red Barn? That's nostalgic. Oh, restaurants. Ponderosa. Remember that? Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Those steaks were good, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were...
It's good. You go stand and get everything.
Stand in line.
Then, yeah.
But they gave you your steak, right?
They gave you your steak, yeah.
Yeah, they cooked in the back and they brought
it
out
and ate it too. But they give it all to you, yeah. And then you go and sit down with your tray and all that
it
stuff.
It wasn't gristly or anything.
No. It was really good. I think it was good. I don't really remember it now very much, but yeah. And then, Jack in the Box was American. We had the Red Barn, the Hi-Ho, and A&W is still around, but...
Hi-Ho, yeah. It was a drive-in here in Windsor.
Yeah, drive-in restaurant, yeah.
And the chicks used to come up to your car and ask you for your order back in the day on roller skates.
Yeah, on roller skates at one time, I think, but I didn't see them on roller skates in my time.
No.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And here's a nice candy quote for you. This comes from Lewis Black. He's a pretty funny guy.
Funny guy.
Reminds me a little bit of my Uncle Larry. And
very cynical and funny.
Cynical, funny, yeah. And really gets crazy, eh?
Yeah.
He like really gets into what he's doing. And almost he gets upset, almost, like, you know?
Yeah.
As he's going. And is it all just a put on, though?
You think? Well, it's a show, yeah.
I guess.
He's an entertainer.
But he must get in. He must. I think he for real, he gets into it, though, like that.
Well, you have to. It's like any singer singing the same song for the 100 millionth time. And if you don't get into it,
I suppose.
Yeah,
I've asked Lips that before. What is he? You know, you play the same songs over and over and over for the last 30 years. And what goes on in your mind when you're playing
the same? Frontman for Anvil, by the way.
Frontman for Anvil, Canadian band Anvil from Toronto. He said he thinks about laundry. So anyway, from Lewis Black. Lewis Black says, all the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1911. What in the world does he mean by that, Lippo?
I think he is not a big fan of candy corn because it tastes like it's really stale.
It sort of does have an odd taste, candy corn.
But, odd texture.
Yeah, odd texture.
Hard to...
Odd looking little, like a pylon.
It looks like a pylon. Dual colored pylon.
And you especially see them around Halloween time. Is it because they're orange? They got those autumn colors or something like that?
But now you can get any colored corn candy.
Cotton candy. Oh, cotton candy. Yeah. You got to get that in there. And caramel corn and taffy apples and caramel apples.
Candy ice.
Anything else?
I had one yesterday.
Let's go get some candy.
Let's see you next week. Thanks a lot for listening, folks.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day. And be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.